Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Today on The Grave Talks, part two of A Journey into the Paranormal, a conversation with Eric Vogel.
I really started getting into meditating and yoga to incorporate with my workouts a while ago. And I feel that meditation piece and kind of grounding me has opened me up a bit more. And I know I've shared some of these stories on Real Ghost Stories Online. So the whole thing of like feeling tightness in my chest when I think something's around there. But I had an experience, right? It was right around pandemic. So my ex-wife and I, we had a miscarriage.
That's heartbreaking.
And so I'm sitting on my couch, stone cold sober, kind of freaking out because my new partner and I, we were buying a house. Pandemic was just kind of starting. And this voice just pops in my head. It was a girl. And sorry if I get emotional because it still impacts me. But it says, "Dad, I want you to know that I'm okay and that you're going to be okay too." And I just, I just started busting out crying. And so the next day I go over to my partner's house and, you know, making her breakfast. And she's just like, "What's wrong?" And like, I'm just, my knees shaking. I'm just like shaking my head back and forth. And like, I tell her the story and I start crying again. And I've never before experienced that, never have again. But I truly feel that was like the spirit of the daughter I never had reach out to me and just kind of comfort me and know that she was there. You know, fast forward, we move into this house. And I mean, we're the second owners. It was built like probably in the mid 80s. Then we start kind of have some things happen in it. And of course, I get blamed for it because I went to Waverly Hills and I'm just like, this stuff, it's like, I think it's because my partner's mom had passed away and we brought in a lot of her stuff after she had passed, and her stepfather was like, "Here, have this and have that." And you know, at the time the kid was like, you know, 1.5, 2, and just had so many things happen. Disembodied voices, like I'm cleaning dishes at like 6:30 in the morning. And because we had our puppy at the time, our lab, she was, still needed to go out. So I'd wake up early, take her out, and I'm cleaning dishes, and I hear, "Good morning, girl." And I'm like, "God, 6:30. Why is she up this early?" And I live in a L-shaped ranch. And so I go out of the kitchen, which is at the bottom of the L, and look down the hallway to where her crate was, and nobody's there. And I'm like, so maybe she went in back into the bedroom and went in, and she's snoring away. I was like, oh, okay. So there's something here.
Yeah.
And then, just things like I would be rocking the kid in the little rocker in his room, and the door was cracked, and I would hear rustling like of a dress going back and forth, and the clock, I could see into the kitchen from the room, and the clock would get blacked out as I heard this rustling. I'm like, ooh. And I'm like, maybe it's just my eyes playing tricks on me. But then, like, one night I'm sitting in the spare bedroom doing some work, and I just have the glow of the TV and my laptop going. The door was open like 3 inches, and I'm there just in case the kid wakes up, and it's like 10 or 11 o'clock at night, and he tend to wake up several times during the night because he's a terrible sleeper, and the door just kind of swings open very slowly from 3 inches to about 8, 9, 10 inches, and I see a silhouette there, and I and Angie, what are you doing? And then I don't get a response, and I stand up, and I'm like, this is just a black shadow figure standing there. And then the kid starts making some noise like he's getting up, and then it's gone. So I've been documenting this like nonstop, and I have like page after page in my phone that I've just been, the time and when it was and what I was feeling. And because of these experiences, it kind of made me reach out to a psychic this past summer, that I had heard on another podcast, and she had kind of stopped doing the podcast, working with this investigator to kind of have her own thing. And she had like a summer boot camp. And I'm like, well, it'll give me an opportunity to see if I'm crazy or not, because I the experiences I've had with psychics have been pretty positive. If you remember the dinner party story that I called in the Real Ghost Stories Online a couple months ago.
But go ahead and share it, because if they haven't heard it there.
Yeah. So my sister lived in a house that was built like in the 1920s. It was turned into apartments and then turned back to a single family home that they moved into. And they started having just some experiences there, like workers working in the bathroom saw, what they thought was my brother-in-law in the reflection of the mirror, and like, "Hey, I'm almost done in here." And he goes out and nobody's there. And then he just pulls into the driveway and they're like, "Somebody's in your house, dude." So he searched through the house. Nobody is there. They'd hear music playing from the basement. So I went in and I'm like, "You want me to do an investigation here?" So I did an investigation, I had a couple, K2 hits, which is like the EMF detector, but nothing crazy, no EVPs. But the only time that I've done the, the dun, da, da, dun, dun, and I got a knock back, dun, dun, above me when I was in the basement. And my sister's just like, "Dude, there's something here. There's something here." So I brought the people that were doing like the ghost tours downtown. I'm like, "Hey, can you come over for dinner, walk through the house, put my sister at ease?" So she's walking through the house, taking these notes down, and she's kind of smiling. And, cause I had an experience when I was, babysitting their miniature schnauzers, staying in their bedroom, and they're like, "Put the baby gate up because they'll run around the upper floors and it's hardwood floors and will keep you up at night." So I wake up to them because they had made this noise, and both their paws are on top of this baby gate, and their heads are turning, and I hear the pitter-patter feet running up and down the hall, and their heads are just fouling it. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. So the psychic comes in and she gets done, and she's like, "Okay, here's what's going on. There's a male here. He did a lot of work down in the basement, woodwork and stuff. There's a female here. She did a lot of canning down in the basement. They don't interact with each other. They're here at different times. There's a couple kid spirits here. It's residual. They just, their energy's kind of here. They just love this house. And then there's fifth spirit here of a baby. And like my sister starts crying and she's like, oh my God, a baby died, you know, and the spirit's trapped. And she's like, no. And she looked at my sister and looked at my ex-wife. She's like, are either of you pregnant? And they were like, no. And my sister's like, no. And 2 weeks later, my sister finds out that she's pregnant. But what really sealed it for me with, you know, like her abilities, we're sitting there eating dinner and she just stops, drops her fork and looks at my brother-in-law and goes, she's glad you liked the ring. Picks her fork back up and continues to eat. And my brother-in-law just starts crying. And so after they left, I'm like, dude, what the fuck was that about? And he's like, dude, he's like, I've always had a connection to my grandmother. When I was walking home from school, when I was like 10, like I knew she had passed away. Like I just knew. And I get home and my mom's bawling and tells me that my grandmother died and her like last wish was for him to have his grandfather's wedding ring. And so he's like, I've always felt like I had a connection to my grandmother. So I said in my head, if this lady's real, give her something that only I would know. And
that gives me all the goosebumps.
So that was it. And so I'm like, this lady is legit. And so, you know, we did other investigations. That's when I kind of jumped onto the team. We did a, and it was pretty cool. We did, they Toshiba a while back when MySpace was a thing. That's how old this is. Toshiba did a thing where they're looking for the most unique town. And it was Normal, Illinois against Boring, Idaho, I think. So they sent these production crews to do interviews and like, so there's like five people from Bloomington Normal and like five people from Boring, Idaho. And our thing was a paranormal investigation. So we did this investigation in this place that was a warehouse downtown. And, it was a sweatshop for like kids. And she kept saying, she's like, big boss man's following it. He's not sure about you. You know, I'm like, oh, that's great. And so the psychic and another friend of hers that was a psychic, like, we got to get these kids out. They want to leave. They want to get out. And so they threw open the big bay doors. They're like, what do we do? And she just goes, ollie, ollie, oxen free. And this huge gust of wind just blew out of it. And they just both started crying. And I was like, and I saw that. And I was like, oh my goodness. Like, how do you explain that? It's not like they opened up the other side. I mean, this just blew out. So afterwards I go back in, I'm, you know, sitting there and I'm like, so what are you going to do now that all the kids are gone? And I got this EVP that said, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know. So I jumped on this thing, this kind of boot camp with this psychic. It really has kind of opened up a new world for me where, and I guess like I had this perception of like, you know, you see ghosts walking around or, you know, and like, that's not what I get. Like I get the energies of other people. Like when you talk about walking into a room or that feeling like this person isn't good. And I consider myself like an infant in this whole thing. And she keeps telling me, she's like, you're so talented. It's just amazing what you can do. And I'm just like, I don't think I can really do much of anything. But like, you know, I'm at the grocery store a couple weeks ago and I felt like somebody is right behind me. I'm like, who in the hell is behind me? Back off my personal space. And I turn around and it's like this lady with a shopping cart, like 5 feet away from me. I'm like, okay, that wasn't it. So I turn left and all of a sudden I get like this strobe light in my like right eye. And I turn quickly and like, there's no lights flashing or anything. And I just get this immense, like feeling like there's an attachment to this lady and she wants her to know that she's okay. And, you know, I've had these conversations like, if this happens, what do you do? And she's like, you know, the psychic I work with, Kate, she's just like, I'd really not do it because you don't know if those people are going to be receptive to it. So, and this person like was like kind of pestering me, and I'm like, in my head, I'm like, just stand back, give me my space. I can't help you right now. But then there's been times where like I've been in a bar, you know, when you drink or whatnot, you know, I was driving. So I had like maybe 3 beers over the course of like 4 hours. So, you know, I wasn't drunk, but I was getting pestered. And this person, it was this guy's grandmother is what I picked up. And so when I'm leaving, like it was still there and made me physically sick. Like I had to get out of my truck and I'm like on the verge of tears and like feel like I'm like, I go behind my truck and I'm like, I'm ready to puke. Like she's making me so sick. I'm like, I can't help you. I can't help you.
That would be such a strange feeling.
It was. And like, I contacted her that night and I'm like, what do I do? And she's like, just, you know, she's given me some tools to like help protect myself. She's like, you just need to put your barrier up, set your boundaries. She's like, you know, usually I'm asleep by now, but for some reason I didn't go to bed. And it was probably because I knew you were going to reach out to me. Cause it was like 11, 12 o'clock at night. So, you know, and I guess like the biggest thing for me is like having confidence in what I'm saying. And it's weird because it's like people are, you know, like my partner, she's like, so what is it? You know, I'm like, it's like, I've read a book and I know it's true. And that's like what it is. So for instance, one night I'm laying in bed. I'm kind of just, sometimes I'll just kind of like almost self-meditate while I'm laying in bed. And I have a coworker that I'd met for the first time, and we're on this call. And I usually like telling people at the end of the call, I'm like, yeah, you know, some of my hobbies are this. And I'm like, hey, I'm also a paranormal investigator. They're like, whoa, that's cool. You know? And the guy's like, yeah, my house is haunted too. It's like, we've been doing some work and just some weird stuff has been happening. So that night I'm laying down and I'm just kind of thinking about his house, and I get blue. I'm like, there's a blue room there. I'm like, there's also blue and white wallpaper. Now, I've never seen his house. I don't even know like where he lives. So the next day I like, I am him and I'm like, hey, weird question, but do you have a blue room in your house? He's like, dude, it's like our bathroom's blue. Like it is so blue. And I'm like, do you have blue and white wallpaper? He's like, well, it's like, we're actually trying to do blue and white stripes. I live in a house from like the 1800s, late 1800s. And he's like, we've been trying to do blue and white stripes from the main floor, and they have like an open staircase like up to the second floor, but like the painter's tape's like sticking to the plaster, so we've kind of held off on it, but we want to do blue and white stripes. I'm like, okay. I'm like, there's a lady of the house there and she likes that you're like fixing up the house. He's like, dude, he's like, when we tore up the carpet to expose the hardwood floor, we got such a scent of like perfume. And I'm like, she's going to make herself known in the next couple weeks. And this is like late October. I'm like, I don't know how, but she's going to make herself known. And he texts me like middle of November. He's like, dude, he's like, we're taking this part of the doorway, like above the door apart. And we found this shipping invoice for the person that lived in the house. And it's the person that lived there. The street that they live on is named after that person that lived there. So he's like, this person must have been important. So we started doing some looking online and found the lady's name of who lived there. I'm like, that's her. Now, how would I know that? I don't know. It just happens.
Do you think too that sometimes, because you're kind of working on the ability and being open to it, I think a lot of information comes into us, but we just dismiss it, like random thought. Now, why did you just have that random thought? Is there a reason why you had it? Then you just dismiss it and go on about your next thing and you forget you had that random thought. But I think if you become, like with your meditation that you've been doing, that kind of helps you become more in tune with yourself. That might open up, you know, why did I just think that? And you might not just dismiss it so easily.
Yeah, and so I've, through the work, like I have two spirit guides that help me, and Michael is always with me. I've been told like over my left shoulder for protection. I honestly think everybody kind of has this ability. It's, can they turn it on or off? Mm-hmm. And I started reading a book that Kate recommended for me to read. I just arrived today and I'm like 15 pages in. But the way that they summarize it is like a normal person goes in into a room and, you know, they see a lamp and they see like maybe 8 or 10 characteristics about it, or they see a chair. Somebody with a psychic ability might go in and they might see 100 different things associated with that lamp. And sometimes it's sensory overload for that person. And that's where you get like anxiety and like public places, like going to large crowds. Like I will sometimes just pick up on that energy, that mass energy. And just like, it can be very overwhelming for me. And going through my life, knowing what I know now, it makes so much sense. Especially like I waited tables for like 5 years and in college, and there would be times where I'd just come home and I would just be just not even physically exhausted from like the work, but like mentally exhausted from like just all the energy that I consumed, I think. So when I know that I'm going into an area like where there might be a lot of that energy, I and as weird as it sounds, but like I just kind of make a protection barrier bubble around myself through a kind of a meditation state. And it's helped, and it could be just totally psychological for myself, you know, but you know, whatever works works, you know. And there's other things like, you know, like I'll see visions, but the visions I see aren't like in color. They're black and white, but I know what the color is. That makes sense.
That's interesting.
And a story that I know I called in Real Ghost Stories Online. I had a supervising teacher in college when I student taught, and we had a really close connection. Like even after I student taught, we'd meet at Denny's like once every couple weeks for breakfast on a Sunday. And then we just kind of, you know, life happens and we kind of got disconnected. But I had an investigation that was planned at Ashmore Estates, and that week I was just so down, and like I don't know. And like my partner, she's like, did your dog die? Like you're just kind of moping around here. I'm like, I don't know. I just feel like sad. And then I'm like thinking, you know, maybe something's going to happen to me on this investigation. So I was like, you know, extra protective. And then that Sunday, and I mean, back up real quick. After we moved into our house, I was walking the kid and totally forgot, like he lived down the street from us. And he was moving out of his house because they were downsizing. But, you know, I sat and talked to him a couple times and I'm like, hey, you know, let's get a beer, you know, whatever. So I get this investigation, whatever. And then like the next day, my dad texts me. He's like, was this your supervising teacher? I'm like, yeah, like he had passed away that Saturday. During these sessions with this camp, I shaved my head, and like, but now that I don't go in the office, really, I will let it go for a while. During these sessions, like I would feel like somebody is rubbing my head, and I go, something's here, Kate. Like we're on this Zoom call. So she's like, you know, walking me through these steps, and she stops. She goes, this person, you know, he has glasses and a mustache. I'm like, oh my God, it's Jim. And she's like, he's saying, hey, buddy. And I go, he would say that to me all the time. Now, how would she know that? She didn't know me from Adam. She didn't know my past experiences. He's like, he likes hanging around with you. He's like, he's a jokester. I'm like, yeah, he's a big jokester. He's like, he's already crossed over, so you don't have to worry about that. But, you know, he's just hanging around. Well, one night I'm doing my meditation and, you know, I have my protection rocks or whatever. And all of a sudden I get like, start talking. I'm like, who is this? Da, da, da. And, you know, is this Jim? And I get, you know, yes, it's him. He's rubbing my head. And I get this vision of a table. So out of the blue, I contact his wife, and I hadn't talked with her since, he had passed away. So it'd been a handful of years. I said, you know, I'm like, hey, how are things? You know, very, you know, then I kind of worked into, do you believe in like the afterlife? And she's like, you know, I really didn't. But after Jim passed, I went to a psychic and, you know, she told me some kind of personal stories that were like, wow. And I go, so was there a piece of furniture that he really liked, like a table or something? She goes, yeah. She's like, there's a table from like the 1900s that made it to like three or four moves. So it was like a dining room table. I go, well, and so I explained, like, I had this vision of somebody sitting at the table, and then like flashing in my head was like all these people that had sat at that table. And I drew a picture, and I sent her a picture, the photo of it. And I go, this is the table. And she's like, oh my God. She's like, I need to try to see if I can find a picture of that table for you, because my daughter has it. And I go, his message is, do not sell it.
Oh, wow.
And so she relayed it, and, you know, again, like, how did I know that his favorite thing was a table? I never knew that, you know, but he out of, and he was like a hoarder. Like he would go scrapping and junking before school. And like, I'd help him haul all this crap into his classroom to store, and he'd throw blankets over it. So he had hundreds of pieces of furniture that he'd auction off, you know, he'd take down to an auction house and sell after he finished them up. But yeah, so it's, you know, another instance of just like, how, like, and so, and I think a big thing is just trusting yourself and anybody out there that, you know, kind of is starting off in this, you know, I think that is the biggest thing. You know, we had an end of the boot camp session, and we had these other, you know, people with abilities on, and Kate just like, okay, what do you guys got? Let's show what you got. And like, I just blurted out, I'm like, okay, somebody that came on this call, as soon as I heard it, somebody has a heavy heart. Who has a heavy heart? And this girl raised her hand, and I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay, it's family friend. I'm like ping ponging back and forth, family friend. I'm like, you got a family member that's sick that you're worried about. And she's like, yeah. She's like, we all, and she's like, actually, I also have a friend that is sick too. I'm like, well, that explains the pinging back and forth. I go,
oh yeah.
I see a light at the end of the tunnel for your family member. It's like, I don't know so much about her friend. She's like, yeah. She's like, they got like terminal cancer or something. But, you know, so, and then I just had a session with them the other night, and she came on. We were making like these money bowls, I guess. And I was like, oh, you know, Amanda, like, your energy is so great. I knew you were coming on. I'm like, I just knew, like, you're so much better now, aren't you? She's like, yeah. I was like, I can feel it. You know, I felt it through a Zoom call. I don't know, but I can.
I find it so interesting, Eric, because I think that as people, we're always so afraid of being judged. So so with what you're doing is putting yourself out there and like not knowing if there's a net, because it's like you saw the table and here's the table, but then you question it like, the table didn't mean anything. I don't know. And you know what I mean? So I'm really impressed by you going with it and being confident enough to say it and put it out there. That's got to be a really hard thing to do. But in order to ever pursue it, you have to.
Yeah. And I mean, I even questioned doing this just because I really didn't know if I wanted to put myself out there. Like, he's crazy, you know, just the societal, like, looking down upon, you know, like my mom's totally, you know, she's like, oh, this is kind of cool. You know, like when I tell her the stories, cause she's always been into it as well. But, you know, I just don't know how people are going to react, but you know what? It's me. It's part of me.
Exactly. It's so funny. Cause I have people frequently, I had the plumber over here for the last couple of days. And that's another story. But he and I were talking, and he's like, I said, you know, I've got a recording coming up here in a few minutes. So if you need me, I can't really talk for like an hour and a half. And he's like, oh, what do you do? What are you recording? I said, oh, I do podcasts. What kind of podcast? Paranormal. And I never know. It's like, they're either going to be like, oh, you're so full of shit. Or it's going to be, oh my God. Like, I love that kind of stuff. And his was, my mom loves that. So it's always interesting. You'll get one of two reactions, or you might get the in-between one where the person says, yeah, I don't believe in that, but this one time.
And well, is that, or you're doing the devil's work.
Yes.
Being in the Midwest. So I also, another story that I have recently was with my partner, her father passed away earlier this summer. So he came around, and there was an instance where, like, I was laying in bed with the kid after he had woken up. And so I'm laying there and I fell asleep, and you know, that presence where you just feel like something's there. I kind of woke up cause he was kind of fussing, and I thought, and I'm like, okay, well, like maybe Angie came into the room and she's checking on him, make sure that I was in here or something. And so I felt it. I flipped over and he was standing right there at the bed.
Wow.
And I wasn't scared, but I kind of was like an awkward twist. So I braced myself on my left arm and I popped up and he was gone. So I told Kate about this and she's like, well, let's try to connect with them. And I connected with them and I got like, and like, I have this on video. It's like, but like, I'm bursting out crying. Like, I'm just like, he's so sad. He's so confused. He didn't know what was going on. And we tried to cross him over and he didn't know what to do. So then like 3 weeks later, I'm in the spare bedroom and kind of doing some meditation and I didn't know it was him, but like something was there and it was bothering me. And it was like, I feel my head getting rubbed. And I mean, it's just like, and it's weird because it's like, the vent's not on, you know, the AC's not on, like, but I'm feeling like something's rubbing like my beard or, you know, it's just like something's caressing me. And so the next day I had a session with Kate and I was just like, you know, this happened. She's like, let's try to call him forward. And so I did. He was there and I crossed him over. And like, I mean, it was weird. It was almost like when I opened up the door, and I was like, saw through his eyes, and it was like a video game where like something was just running towards the light and it was like really fast and boom, then it was gone. And like the tears stopped. Like I go, he was just so scared and confused of what was going on is what I felt.
Wow. Did that take a lot out of you? That seems to me like that would be something that would be extremely emotional.
Yeah. I mean, it's, and I've had, you know, several instances around that and you know, just like, just trying to maintain my emotions, knowing that they are not my emotions. They're somebody else's emotions that I'm feeling, and I have to try to regulate that. It can be exhausting at times,
yeah.
Especially like when it's somebody like, and it's, you know, that's a bad seed. You need to stay away from that person kind of thing. And like, you need to block away their bad mojo. It can be very exhausting. And draining at the same time, you know, just like, God, no, I'm just so beaten down kind of thing. Like I just ran a marathon, but I didn't. Yeah. It's, I don't know, man. It's a trip. It is a trip. It's something I never expected to get into. It's one of those things like, you know, listen to you and your stories like, man, I'd really like to be in a, you know, haunted house. And I've been listening to you guys forever. And here I am living in one and you know, experiencing things and just like it doesn't even scare me. You know, a couple of weeks ago I get out of the kid's bed after he'd fallen asleep and the door opens up like a full foot and I'm like, there's a silhouette again, and it didn't come to the room, you know, because I've protected the room now. But then, you know, a week later I get out of the bed after you fall asleep and there's Angie and freaks me the hell out and I fall to the ground. I'm like, holy shit, you scared the shit out of me. So I guess if it's supernatural, it's not scaring me, but human does.
You know, and I'm like, I have tried my whole life to not live in a haunted house again. It's like, I did it more than once. I don't want to do it again. Like I am fine living. I don't like, it's the scared factors.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to wake up and see something standing at the foot of my bed. I just don't.
Nobody really does.
No.
But I know that nothing here is harmful. Back that up. There is a guy that farmed the land who's pissed off that houses were built on the land that he farmed. So I've had some conversations with him to kind of leave the boy alone. You know, he can stay if he wants, he can leave, but to pay homage to him, we are going to put a big garden in our yard.
Oh, I love that idea.
So to try to appease him and show that, you know, we love this home. We didn't build it, but it's our home. It's, you know, trying to make it a happy home. Just work with us here. We will, you know, plant a garden for you and use the land appropriately.
I love that idea. Eric, you know, I've listened to your stories for a long time with Real Ghost Stories Online, and it was an absolute pleasure to get to talk to you in person.
Yeah, no, this is a bucket list, like doing my deck over the last couple of years and like listening to you in the grave talks. I mean, I've been a grave keeper for years. And so this is like, check bucket list off.
It was funny when you reached out to me, I'm like, you're the one who needs to be on this show. You're the one with stories. Because I like talking to, you know, you don't have to write a book on it. I just find people's stories so fascinating about their experiences and what they've gone through. I find so interesting. And I think you have so many interesting stories. So thank you so much for sharing them with us.
This is awesome. I really appreciate the work that you're doing. Again, like people that are feeling this, that are starting out, believe in yourself. Don't listen to what others are saying. Embrace it. And it can be across the bear at times, but definitely if you're interested, just jump in with both feet.
And that wraps up our conversation with Eric Vogel. If you'd like to share your story with the paranormal, email me, carol@realstorymedia.com. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes, everything commercial free, you can become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts where you can try it for 3 days free, or you could also sign up at patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us at The Grave Talks, thank you so much for listening.
Into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.